My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here with John Davis at Gloucestershire Archives, and John's very kindly brought in a photograph of a fielding social event. John, can you just describe this photo for us, please?
Yes, this was taken outside the Whitesmith Arms in Southgate Street, which was a sort of a local watering hole, really, close to Fieldings. And on a Wednesday lunchtime, for some reason, some of us used to congregate up there. But there are more people on this picture than normally went in on a Wednesday lunchtime, so I'm assuming that it was possibly someone's birthday, and quite a few people here. Now, can I name them? Starting from the left, we've got Jenny Good. She was a secretary, I believe, to Barry Evans. The lady next to her is Helen, a surname I just can't remember. I believe she worked for John Bancroft. The next gentleman, I just cannot remember. Next one, Steve Baker. Then there was Ray Kalis. The lady in front is Janet May. Immediately behind her, Justin Bissell. The next lady, I can't remember either. And there are two gentlemen, one behind the other. The one at the back is Paul Maliband. The one at the front is Tony Franklin. Next on the list is Lionel Longney. The gentleman behind him, I remember him well for making his fruit teas in the office. It stank the place out, but just can't remember his name. The lady in the what looked like a camel coat, I can't remember her name either. Unusual for me not to remember ladies' names, but anyway, the penultimate one is Jackie Byatt, who worked for Roger Beard, the managing director. And right on the right-hand side is a guy called Norman Tinsello. He was temporary, and I think he was stock-taking. So that just about completes the bunch. So we've got like a mix of secretaries, DO personnel. Tony Franklin, was a print room operative. And Norman was stock-taking.
It's nice that you could all come together from various different departments around Fieldings to socialise in a lunch hour. Did you generally tend to share your stories of what was happening in your departments throughout the course of the day, share a joke, those sorts of things?
Well, I don't know whether we talked about work very often, because I suppose the hour that we had for lunch was, you know, was getting away from the area, but somebody usually had some funny story to tell or some incident that happened the previous weekend, and Lionel Longney particularly would come up with some funnies, and, he was like the, not the crying, but he was like the jester. He'd make a joke out of anything. So he always used to keep us amused, and the ladies used to love him, you know. So, they were great times.
And whenabouts was this photo taken, John?
I would say it was about the mid-90s. I can't be too specific, but I retired in 98, so it was certainly before then. I took the photograph, I well remember, but let's say about the mid-90s.
And when did this tradition of going to the Whitesmiths on Southgate Street begin? Do you remember when you first started going there?
I think it may have been when someone possibly had a retirement or a birthday. And, I know when I retired, I sort of went and saw the landlord and said, like some food on and et cetera, please. And I want to invite X number of people up. And so I would imagine that had happened previously by someone else, and we all went in. It was a very oldie worldy place. It was very nice. And there were some very good landlords at the time. Don't ask me to name them, but they were very good, one after the other, great people. And good landlords should be. So I gather that was probably what sort of started it. It was, as I say, it was about the nearest pub. There was the Tall Ships opposite. Now, for some reason or other, we stopped going there. I think there was perhaps more room over at the Whitesmiths. But we did frequent the tall ships as well on occasions. But this seemed to be the Whitesmith seemed to be the favourite.
And what you said that the Whitesmiths was a kind of oldie worldy place inside. What was the tall ships like inside at that time?
I suppose it was a more modern building, but I don't remember too much. I remember too much about it. I think the landlady there was in position to take pictures from her window when the one warehouse burnt down, and I seem to remember her showing us. But I can't remember her name. It was just Hobson's choice, I suppose. It seemed to favour that one a bit more than the other one.
Of course, at that time, you were allowed to smoke in pubs, so there would have been smoky places as well. And today, you wouldn't find that walking into a public building or a pub.
Oh, no. I don't know whether... Has smoking been banned by in mid-90s? No, probably not. But we never seemed to notice it. I mean, we used to smoke in the office. I smoked a pipe. A few people smoked a pipe. And it was just a done thing. But I don't know. But, you know, obviously it wasn't good health-wise. So I'm all in favour of not smoking in public places.
And thinking about the Southgate Street area, you've mentioned a couple of pubs on Southgate Street. What was the Southgate Street area like at that time in the mid-90s? Can you remember some of the shops and the buildings that you would find, the local characters in the area?
Well, they were knocking a lot of these buildings down. I mean, across the road was the Weybridge. Well, that had ceased to be a Weybridge a few years before, I think, probably even back in the late 60s, and of course on up Southgate Street, there were the Builders Merchants, Haynin Currys and Western Trading Company. Just beyond that, the lovely Southgate Street chapel. Is it a congregation or chapel? I think it was. And opposite the Royal Infirmary, but of course that's going back over the years. But when this photograph was taken, probably most of those buildings had disappeared. So... yeah, it wasn't quite the street it used to be years ago by any means. It's probably not a lot different than it is today.
And thinking about the Southgate Street as you would have known it in the late 40s, John, when you first started work at Fieldings, what was it like then?
Well, I remember coming in from used to come in from the Forest of Dean and Cotter's bus. And we used to drive up to the cross and turn right at the traffic lights, and we used to go down Southgate Street, and there was the Bell Hotel on the left, and on down the road narrowed a bit. There was a pub there which I can't remember. On down then there was a famous Royal Infirmary, of course. We got lots of photographs of that. And its demolition as well. I didn't go in there for anything. Oh, I did. I had varicose veins treatment. And anyway, across the road was the lovely Southgate Chapel, Congregational Chapel. And then on the right on down, I say there were the Builders Merchants. There was a small pub as well. I can't remember, but there was Haynin Currys, Western Trading Company. I think there were three altogether. And then we got to the docks entrance where the Weybridge was. And I could never figure out it in those early days where if a lorry was too long for the Weybridge, they weighed the front wheels first and the back wheels after. And then the court added the two together. But I couldn't get it into my head to begin with. Anyway, that's how they did it. Then there was the tall ships directly opposite, across the docks entrance. Whitesmith's on the left. Coming on down a bit farther, there is the paper shop. Right on Sparlight's. I can't think of it. Wakeman's? Not Wakeman's. Some name like that, anyways. I can't quite recall. There was a pub on the right hand side. There was a Nelson. And then to get to our works gate, we went on down Southgate Street to the next entrance, which was St. Luke Street. And just opposite St. Luke Street, there was an ironmonger shop called Gilby Coles. So if we wanted to buy instruments for ourselves, like micrometers, etc., that's usually the place we went. So that was the entrance to the works gate, but the office gate entrance was off Lantony Road, so you turned right at the spa lights for Lantony Road and then first left, and that was the entrance to the offices.
I'm thinking about Gilby Cools, John. What was that shop like inside? What was Gilby himself like?
Well, somebody said he was German, but I don't know whether he was or not. The name doesn't really, surname doesn't really tell you very much. But I seem to remember the guy used to wear a cap, and he used to keep a close eye on us when we went in there, whether we were going to steal anything or not, I don't know. Maybe he thought so. He had, you know, instrument-wise, he had quite a selection of stuff, and I think he had a bit of well, he didn't have any competition then, so whether his prices were a little bit high, I don't know, but some people used to think he robbed us blind, but whether he did or not, I don't really know.
Did he make the hardware that he sold there, or did he buy it in?
No, I think he was just a retailer. I think he was one of the main instrument makers at the time was Moore and Wright, and I think he sold some good stuff, you know. It was nice to have your own, especially like a 0-1 micrometer and a 1-2 micrometer, because when you were in the machine shops working, if you had to keep borrowing the works one, you had to go around and find him where there was one, and it wasted time. So if you had your own, it was far better. And we used to earn bonus in the light machine shop. Well, and in the heavy machine shop. So it was nice to be able to get on with the job quick by having your own tools.
That's lovely. Thank you, John. And just coming back to the photo, would you like to add anything else about this occasion that we see here in the picture?
No, I don't think I can. They were all very lovely occasions, and all a good laugh. And only regret is I can't remember the gentleman's name who made the fruit teas. It used to smell a lot.
And he worked in the drawing office, did he?
Yes, he did. After we finish his interview, I should bang to remember his name, but there we are.
Well, if you're listening to this and you remember someone who made fruit teas in the drawing office in about the mid-90s, do get in touch and add a comment to the website. Thank you very much.